With me now on the phone from his office in Fort Smith is Michael Tilley, who is with Talk Business and Politics. Michael, welcome back to Ozarks at Large.
Once again, thanks for having me.
We've got several things to talk about. Let's start with the world's biggest retailer, Walmart. They released earning numbers this week. What do those numbers tell us?
Well, it's somewhat of a mixed bag. I think overall positive. For example, their same-store sales comps are up 3.4%. That's well above, I think, what the market expected. Their net income of $3.8 billion was more than what the market expected. And it was up 3.4% over the same quarter in 2018. However, the caveat is that in the same quarter of 2018, Walmart implemented some new accounting rules that required them to take a $1.8 billion, what's called an unrealized loss. I hope I never have a loss like that. But so when you compare them, they would have been 3.4% lower than the 2018 quarter. So, you know, we'll continue to watch that. Total revenue was about $124 billion with a B. That was up 1%. It was below consensus estimate, so there was a little bit of a negative there. Their operating income fell, again, which has been somewhat of a trend. Their operating income has fallen over the last several quarters, and it fell to 4.1%, down to about $5 billion. Kyle, a lot of that is that, you know, they're continuing to make investments in technology. You know, they bought Flipkart, that Indian company, and also they're under a lot of pressure to keep their prices low with Aldi and Lidl and some of these other discounters coming into the U.S., especially on the East Coast. There's a lot of pressure to keep those prices low. Overall, the market liked it. Their shares were trading much higher, almost, I think, $4 higher in one part of the day yesterday. I did not see a closing price. But even Jim Cramer, who can be brutally honest sometimes, said that Walmart, his quote was, "Walmart is blowing it away." So, but like I said, their same store sales growth was up 3.4% in their U.S. stores. It wasn't that high in their Sam's Club stores. I think Sam's Club comp sales were just up 1.1%, but that's still a good gain. So do not worry about Walmart. They seem to be doing well, even up against the big giant Amazon, and even against the smaller discounters like Aldi.
And there's a bit of fresh Walmart news. More detail at talkbusiness.net, but an announcement this morning, right?
Yes, they're finally providing some detail. You know, I have to brag on us a little bit. Back a couple of years ago, we were one of the first media outlets, or the first media outlet, to disclose that they'll be building a new corporate campus there along 8th Street. Really, 8th Street and Bentonville will run through it, but it'll be a 350-acre site. It's not going to just be one building. It'll be a campus of buildings, and Governor Hutchinson and Bentonville Mayor Orman were on hand this morning to go over the details. And like you said, if you go to our site, you can see an artist rendering of what the campus will look like.
All right. And speaking of numbers, a boost for Fort Smith when it came to building permits in April, that helped the quarter.
Yeah, April did help. Their values, the permit values in April were 9.3% more than the values between January and March. So, interesting month. However, building activity in the Fort Smith metro was down 16.5%, almost 17% year to date. So, city has a big hole to climb out of if we're going to keep on tap. Last year, for full year 2018, permit values were $187 million. That was above $169 million in 2017. So, if the city wants to kind of best itself for the year, it's going to have to hustle. Van Buren permits were up. Greenwood permits were up also. So, April, starting the trend. One of the things we heard, we didn't put it in the story because it was more anecdotal, is that it's no surprise to everyone we've had a little bit of rain this year.
Yeah.
So maybe there's a lot of these projects will start coming out of the ground once the ground dries up.
So we might see those numbers increase in a dry summer.
Right.
Might.
That's all,
yeah.
Yeah, it might. That's what, you know, one of the explanations for April, you know, April having so many permits was that people just couldn't get them permitted in February, March because of the wet weather.
All right. Finally, I need to tell people that they should go to talkbusiness.net because there's this great headline that's under the Fort Smith Metro column. Pickleball group, church leader at odds over Chaffee Crossing land use.
Yeah, you know, I loved writing that headline. You know, it's not often you get to put all those words together, that kind of word salad together, but now I know we're joking about it. It's not a funny situation. Those two groups.
True, true.
They're a group of pickleball players, and up until a couple months ago, Kyle, I had no idea pickleball was such a growing and popular sport, but apparently is. It's kind of a combination, I've been told, of badminton, tennis, and table tennis, which I'm not sure I can wrap my head around that.
And a little bit of wiffle ball in there, too.
A little bit of wiffle ball, all right.
Yeah.
Well, can you do it? Is it a drinking sport, or do you have to be sober?
I think if you want to avoid, you know, twisted knees and elbows, sobriety is probably advisable. One thing I will say is that Chaffee Crossing land use arguments, there was a time a few years ago when that wouldn't have made a headline, but that just shows how things are growing out there.
Yeah, and look, and we're getting down to the, we're not down to the end, but we're on the downside of, you know, of available land that's going to.
Right.
So we're probably going to see some more of these little squabbles, as the president might call them, between now and when all the land is gone, because it's going to get tighter. You know, available land, convenient available land is going to become more scarce.
All right. Michael Tilley is with Talk Business and Politics. You can read about all of this and much more at talkbusiness.net. He's also the inventor of pickled ball. I think that just has happened. Michael, have a great weekend.
All right. You as well. Thanks.